This is Dakota Datebook for December 24th. The 1918 influenza pandemic emerged in North Dakota weeks before the holiday season. Communities locked down, closing schools, churches, theaters, and prohibiting public gatherings. One of the longest flu bans was in Grand Forks, lasting 7 weeks. By one estimate, 5,100 people died in the state as a result of the pandemic, which lingered into 1920. Most cities reopened by Thanksgiving of 1918, but other communities kept bans in place. Cavalier County's Board of Health put the kibosh on Thanksgiving balls, celebrations, raffles, dances, and gatherings of people from different communities. The county state's attorney pointed to Grand Forks, which had become a flu hotspot after a peace celebration of the armistice that ended World War I. The armistice and soldiers returning home made Christmas time particularly special that year. Across North Dakota, communities still welcomed Christmas despite the pandemic. In Marmoth, in far southwestern North Dakota, children went into the hills to cut cedars for their family Christmas trees. The Methodist Episcopal Church put on the Christmas story in Sunday school, and its pastor held morning and evening Christmas services. Marmoth students held a speech program and a bazaar, selling gifts and goodies. Marmoth's revered pioneer doctor died from the flu. People needing hospitalization were taken to Miles City, Montana. The Marmoth Mail newspaper estimated that half the town fell ill. In Fortuna, in far northwestern North Dakota, weddings, band rehearsals, and church events went on after Divide County's flu ban was lifted that fall. Before Christmas, the Fortuna Leader newspaper wrote, "Santa Claus must have the flu. Haven't heard any reports as to whether he's going to be in Fortuna this year." The flu broke up Christmas plans in Denhoff, in central North Dakota. Sheridan County's Board of Health had discontinued all public meetings, closed schools, and canceled church services, funerals, and auctions. Children were to stay at home or to be subject to arrest. In Bismarck, the Elks held a Christmas Day party for 1,000 boys and girls at the city auditorium. Bismarck Kids' Christmas vacation was cut short to just 3 days due to the fall flu closure of schools. Hospitals had Christmas activities for patients and staff. On this date in 1918, the Community Choral Club and the Salvation Army Band serenaded the two hospitals. The band also serenaded homes of the sick. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Jack Dura. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.